Good morning. It is 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And lucky for me, I've got two special guests to talk about a very special event, a little tour, a tour de coupe. I have Judd Kirkness. He's a chicken wrangler and a tour facilitator. And Ellen Frankenstein, who is a food day expert. What unusual titles we have this morning.
Well, thank you, Holly.
Well,
we like being unusual.
We like being unusual, but I don't want to be an expert on anything.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, so there's this tour de coupe.
Yes.
Very funny.
It's an interesting idea. It's I believe it sprang up, you know, probably Portland, Eugene, something like that. And we're a little bit of a modified tour de coupe. It's and I'll just lay it out, kind of what's going to happen. There'll be two tours, 11:00 and 11:45, and we'll just meet at the parking lot at Baranoff Elementary on the Market Center side. And we'll just go and visit four different chicken coops on Bjorka Street. Bjorka Street is this beautiful little chicken alley, lots of chickens in the neighborhood. And the first couple of stops, we'll just kind of cover, we'll have some speakers there. Casey Davis has agreed to kind of talk, and she has great stories about life with chickens. Stan Schoening might be there to illuminate the crowd a little bit. And we'll kind of cover the basics of what it means to start a little flock in your backyard and answer any questions anyone has and hopefully put a couple of people over the edge, people who have been thinking about starting a small flock, just how to get some chickens, what you need, basic equipment, and any questions they might have. We hope to just encourage a dialogue to make it easier for them.
When I travel and I talk to people on the plane and I tell them that a lot of people in Sitka have chickens, they always laugh. Have we been chicken owners for a long time, or is this sort of a sustainable food fad?
I don't know. I've been fascinated by it for a long time. I mean, I've got these memories from childhood, of course, that always come back up, and I remember chickens from a long time ago, but I definitely noticed when I moved here a fair deal of chickens, and then I inquired about them, and I was lucky enough to move onto Bjorka Street and have resources like Andrew Tomes down at the end, and you know, he's obviously very inspiring about chickens and probably the force that moved me into finally taking the leap. But
is he like the Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He is
indeed chicken
the Obi-Wan
wisdom.
Kenobi. My 2-year-old recognized him as Chicken Man long before I ever did. So,
wow.
Yes.
So what is it about that street?
Well, I think Bjorka and Edelin have a great advantage of not being too close to the ocean where the mink will come from, or nor too close to the forest boundary where you have the ursine issues to deal with. So it's a very nice medium, easy spot to start it, but I think it's just a great neighborhood.
It is a great neighborhood. So, reluctant expert, Ellen.
I'm sorry to give you a hard time.
That is okay. Are you a chicken owner?
I have to admit that I'm not a chicken owner, and I have a little guilt and shame, but the point of our Food Day celebration is to do what we can do. And to not feel guilt and shame, you know, to step out and do something to make our lives healthier and make sure good food is accessible to everyone.
I don't want to turn this into therapy, but why do you feel guilty about not owning chickens?
Well, I mean, I think we all want to do more in our lives. And I think having chickens and, like, how many eggs a week do you get?
Well, it goes up and down. Chickens are kind of on their own cycle. But over the months, it's fairly steady. And so we've got 5 chickens. And we, you know, in the summer, over 100 eggs a month, which is, you know, ample and great when you have young children. It's super easy snack and stuff. So it's also they're a really easy animal to have. It takes a little to start up, to build a coop, to wrap your mind around those sort of things. But once you have them, you just feed and water them, and they take care of themselves, basically. There's not a lot, less demand than a dog, maybe a little more than a cat, but a very easy animal to, you know, to have expose your kids to, and they're great to let them roam around the backyard.
Holly, do you feel like getting chickens now?
No, but I would like to, you know, I like to garden, and I have other ways I like to contribute to the food co-op, so to speak, in Sitka. And you're very much in the foodie world, whether it's as a filmmaker, participating in symposiums. So tell us more just about Food Day.
Well, Food Day, again, is just about promoting safe, healthier diets and people who work in the food system having good and better lives. And everything that we're doing both nationally and locally to make food part of our lives. It already is, but we have the great things like Fish to Schools and the farmers market and the food co-op and everything people do. I mean, this is a food place, traditionally the great living off the land. And now that we're thinking more about gardening and chickens and everything that's happening, it's just like we're paying attention to like where our food comes from, the food miles, you know, what's in it, and making sure that eating well isn't just a yuppie elite thing. That's really important. Right?
I'm very glad you mentioned not just yuppies.
Sorry.
But no, food is actually a very sensitive topic for people, not just like socioeconomic or political. And, you know, I think we benefit here in Sitka that we can actually go out and harvest our own food. And with the chickens, where do you get a chicken in Sitka?
And I'm hoping some people will offer advice, because there's a lot of different ways. And so some of the speakers that we've invited, and they're not so much speakers, they're just they're guests more so. I don't want to mm-hmm. single them out, but they can offer some different ways. There's catalogs, the mail order. There's funny ways to send chickens, but I got mine from the Fortress of the Bear last year when they were doing a little a fundraiser of sorts. All I know is I heard a program here, I believe a morning interview, mm-hmm. and she said, come get some chickens, and we just got a cardboard box and a heat lamp and did it, you know, and everything from there worked itself out. And there's great resources, there's people in town that can steer you, there's great stuff on the internet that can tell you what to do, and it seems challenging when you don't have them. You go over the hump and it's very easy from there.
What's not easy is planning an event. Like a tour. So there's a lot of partners who are involved with this. Who are some of the people we need to recognize?
Well, the Sitka Local Foods Network, the Sitka Conservation Society, and the Sitka Food Co-op.
So it takes four groups to get chickens and food on people's minds. So let's just talk about the chicken tour. Where do I start this tour?
So I'll on Saturday at 11 o'clock, me and some other people, quite a few people actually, will be at the Baranoff Elementary parking lot on that Market Center side. Even if you just want to ask a couple of questions and don't want to go on the tour, it's very informal. Anyone is welcome. And like I said, we'll just proceed down the street. There's some great coops. We'll be visiting my coop, which is kind of like it's not the most glamorous coop, I should say. It was strung together on, you know, very few dollars. And then there's some other coops down the street that are beautiful, that are exemplary coops. And so we'll talk about the different building requirements you have. Chickens are easily controlled through their environment. So if you build the roost right, if you make the nest box right, the chickens will, you know, you can't really train them, but they'll respond to the behavioral modifications that way. So
this feels very much like Parade of Homes,
right?
Yes. And other places.
And I think that's kind of the original Tour de Coupe is kind of modeled on that. Ours is a little different, but it is very much just come and get what you want out of it. Leave at any time, come at any time. But you'll basically see a group wandering down Bjorka Street, and if they're talking chickens, feel free to join.
Be careful, Ellen. You're going to go on this tour. You may not be a chicken owner in the beginning, but by the end, you might be. Have a catalog in hand.
This is true, but I want to remind people of all the different things you can do to be involved in food. I mean, of course, this is a great Fish to Schools program, but, you know, there's going to be a Let's Grow event in mid-March. There's a St. Peter's Fellowship Farm you can volunteer at. You can go to the Sitka Farmers Market. You can go to the SES Wild Foods Potluck. You can just, like, one of the most amazing things about Sitka is the way we share food. This is like potluck central. And just to keep celebrating what we can do to make food a happy part of our lives and get good stuff on everyone's plate. So, you know, there's hunger all over the world. There's people that aren't even eating that well in Sitka. And that's all towards thinking about that.
So food is going to be top of mind on this weekend for everyone. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Ellen Frankenstein and Jed Kirkness. This Saturday, October 27th, there'll be two tours for looking at chickens, 11 and 11:45, starting at the Baranoff Elementary Playground parking lot. And is there any fee for this?
There's no fee. Any contributions would be greatly accepted. They would go towards some of the other food programs going on in town. But no obligations. Come as you will.
That's terrific. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Holly.